While you were downtown having fun last night, the Illinois State Police was keeping a close eye on you with the help of a TV camera. WIDB correspondent Alan Wood and I interviewed the trooper last night.
Who sees these videotapes?
You got that thing on record?
Sure do. It's got a Sony videotape with a power pack, and it's all by itself on his shoulder. What do you learn from taping?
Nothing.
No.
Oh. I just down here just in case I had a little trouble or something.
Oh.
Pictures.
Yeah.
No comment.
Oh. Yeah.
We then asked him what he does with the tapes.
Can you use these tapings against anyone in a court of law?
Not right now. You
could probably use them in court.
Oh, yeah.
They've been using them on DWIs, driving while under the influence of liquor, stuff like that.
Okay. Instead of taking an alcohol test, which may not...
They've been a Supreme Court ruling on these. You know, they've had a guy up before him, and he's taken it to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court ruled that they can be used under certain circumstances.
So if you're going downtown tonight, remember to smile. While downtown last night, you were sure to meet many interesting persons. WIDB correspondent Alan Wood and I met one such individual, the mayor of Carbondale, Neil Eckert. We asked him some questions.
How do you... I like the idea of having the streets closed off. What advantages do you see in doing for Carbondale?
Well, Alan, I think tonight's probably not a fair representation because it's kind of cool tonight, but I'm very pleased that we have so many people down here. I think the idea is to generate some kind of activities, and I think the weather did prohibit some of the people who were going to set up concessions from coming out tonight, but I think it's worked out very well from what I've seen so far.
Do you think the police protection can be cut down, if any?
Anytime you get this many people together and the event at the arena just let out, you just have to have police around. Now, we are anticipating that the cost will be less than it was last year when we tried to keep the street open. So, so we have fewer policemen here now than we did then.
Okay, thank you.
This afternoon in the National League, Chicago Cubs face New York Mets with Bill Hans facing Gary Gentry. It's the St. Louis Cardinals against Montreal with Reggie Cleveland facing Ernie McNally. Jim Walsh and Roger Ramjet make your Sundays worthwhile. 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Together 6.
How you doing? This is Kevin Potts. You know, it figures that since SIU is one of the largest universities in the nation, that it should have one of the best libraries. Morris Library contains more than 1 million items. Don't let its size bug you. There are always friendly librarians to assist you in finding whatever you need. You can find more than just books at Morris Library. Records, magazines, pictures, documents, even Braille encyclopedias. Check out Morris Library. It's there to help you, and after all, you're paying for it.
There's always somebody that wants to know what your group is doing. We do. Send your announcements of events and activities to Campus Happenings, care of WIDB, University Park, SIU.
Campus weather.
Rain today, high near 71. The remainder of the forecast calls for clear and cool tonight, chance of showers tomorrow. Tonight's low 45, tomorrow's high 71. Currently on campus, 60 degrees. For Radio 6 News, this is Tim Carvis.